Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John Heyman on with the Bull and the Fox. John, how are you, man? How's it going?
Good, Mr. Bull. How are you doing?
We're doing great, man. It's good to have you with us. I know there's been a lot of talk. I was watching you earlier on the rundown for a little while, talking about all this stuff. Why do you think it's gotten so big? Is it because pitching is just so dominating that the league is all of a sudden making a big deal about the pitchers cheating when it's been there forever?
Yeah, absolutely. It's affecting the game now, so it's become much more prevalent. There's no question about it. You look at the league hitting well under 240 at this point, and MLB is going for more action, more singles, more doubles, more triples, and we're getting less of all that. We're still getting some home runs, a lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks, and they just want the ball in play. I think that's more than evening the playing field. It's maybe evening the playing field just for the hitters in general and just get more action in the game.
John, I would actually argue that this, in a way, is worse than steroids, because at least the steroid era, people enjoyed the steroid era. Fans enjoyed it. They could say what they want now. And at least with steroids, pitchers and hitters could take advantage of steroids. Whereas this is only a benefit to the pitchers.
Yeah, but you know what I would say? I'm not sure if the Sports Illustrated article's right. I don't know.
Yeah.
One source told them it was 80 to 90% of the pitchers. If that's true, then just about everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
To some degree. It didn't feel like in steroids it was 80 to 90%.
No.
I felt like there was, maybe half the guys were really taking advantage, and it was such a huge advantage. So, I see your point. There was a positive, I guess you could see, in steroids, but, I don't think so. I think the steroids was worse, and plus, it is a health risk for players, too, to
sure,
do
right.
steroids. I don't think it's a health risk to apply glue to the ball. So,
what about the suspension? They're talking about 10 games, something like that. To me, that's not enough to deter these guys from using some sort of a foreign substance.
We'll see what it comes to. They're going to have to work it out with the union. There's definitely some pushback from the pitchers. Pitchers have a big say in the union. If you look at the leadership of the union, not shockingly, a lot of them are pitchers, I think they're going to have to do a give and take. You're going to have to get the union to agree on it. It's never easy. The union did not go along with the steroid punishments very easily. It took years to get that done. So we'll see. May take a while, but, some people think there have already been results. Just the threat of it. The spin rates did go down in the last week or so, as MLB has suggested that it will be cracking down.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman with us. John, I've really changed my tune over the last couple of years. I do think baseball needs to make dramatic changes to make the game more entertaining. The fans like us, people my age, 50 and older, that the younger fans are dwindling by the year. And, I saw Bill James on with Brian Kenny earlier, and he was talking about limiting to three pitchers per nine innings. you know, no more than 11 pitchers in a game. Some of these things are drastic. Like I've said on the air, let's ban the shifts. Let's put boxes at short and second, and they got to start in that box. These things sound a little crazy, but I think baseball, who is so slow to make changes, needs to make some dramatic moves over the next few years. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Yeah, I kind of think we should ban the shift. I'm tired of seeing those balls that are hit up the middle, which
makes me nuts.
You think it's a hit every time, and it's not a hit.
It's an out. And guys are not rewarded for hitting the ball directly up the middle. And I kind of think that's the thing to do. It seems like the most obvious to me. To move the mound back, I mean, I don't want to take any chance on injuring anybody. We've got enough pitchers hurt already. So, I mean, they're going to test it out in independent ball. I don't think that's going to be the solution. Bill James had some interesting ideas. I don't think they're going to limit it to 3 pitchers per 9 innings. It's going to be hard to legislate that. People come down with stuff, and I guess you can make exception for injuries. But, it's regularly teams use 5, 7, 8 pitchers. I'll be surprised if they could get a rule that's limited to 3 pitchers per 9. Yeah, Bill said it. Bill said you could do it in 1 pitcher in 9. Maybe in the 1940s you could. Yeah. I'm not seeing that as realistic.
No, that would have to take a few years too. You'd have to get guys used to that again.
Probably so. Yeah, for the 3. I mean, he's not serious about 1, but I think he just meant that it's possible to do 1, and we don't see that. But, he's got some interesting ideas. It's worth thinking about. Banning the shift is the one that makes the most sense and I think would have the biggest effect for me.
What about the universal DH? You think that's ever going to happen?
I do. I think we're going to get that next year. I mean, the CBA is up this year, and it seems like both sides do want that. It would be very bizarre. Now, both sides wanted it this winter and didn't get done, so I guess it's possible. But, they're forced to come to the negotiating table at this point. I'm not so confident about a deal in general, but assuming we have a deal, we get a deal done, and I think there will be a deal after some stoppage. I think that the universal DH is, I don't want to say fait accompli, but it's extremely likely.
John, you think there's going to be a work stoppage into the season, like we're going to miss games, or just like off season?
I hope not. I really do. But, the union has not really been agreeable on anything recently. They felt they got a bad deal last time, and they seem to be trying to make up for it, brought somebody new in. And, I don't know that he has any deal-making record at all, and it feels like he's just going to say no to everything. So it's very negative going in. I do think there will be it will take a long time to get a deal done. The deadline certainly will be a season, but we haven't had a work stoppage. Now, last year, some people felt they could have played more than the 60 games, and maybe they could have, but we haven't had a work stoppage since 1994-95, so it's been quite a while, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it won't happen again.
One thing they got to fix in this CBA, John, and I think it will, if they can find the right amount of years, it will benefit both the players and the team. So I think it's a no-brainer. They need to change the system where, this whole six-year stuff and it gets turned into, and we're encouraging teams not to call up their best prospects so they can keep them for 7 years. What I think they should do is say, you draft a guy out of high school, you have control of him. The years may not be right, but basically say, all right, you get a guy for 10 years when you draft him out of high school and 7 years out of college or 8, whatever the number is. And whether he's in the minors or majors, it doesn't matter. You got those amount of years, and that would stop discouraging teams from calling guys up. What do you think?
That's not bad. I like it. You should take that right to Rob Manfred and see how that goes. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of a reason why that doesn't work. I mean, obviously we've had some late bloomers lately that have come in after 10 years of baseball, like Mercedes and Wisdom, and have come through. But, those are by far the exception. So I don't mind that. I do not like the manipulation. It feels, looking back on it, like Chris Bryant was held back to keep for an extra year. I mean, it ends up working out better for him, so maybe there's justice. I mean, if he'd come out after last year, the market would not have been so great for him. Now, you know, by staying an extra year, he's going to have a better market. So
right.
Turned out like it worked out well for him, but, you know, we've gotten to the point now where we're now shaming teams into bringing guys up. And look at Kelnick with of Seattle, and everybody was claiming, oh, we've been keeping him down there. They're going to keep him down there to manipulate the system. Well, they brought him up, and he batted 96, and they had to send him back down today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's no easy solution and no science to it. I mean, sometimes it's clear, like Tampa Bay with Longoria years ago, where they give him a contract to keep him up, and otherwise they said, we're going to send him down. That clearly should not be allowed, you know.
Right.
And, you know, we don't want to see something like that where a guy's threatened or given a carrot, however you want to look at it more positively, that he's given an incentive to sign. Either way, it's not good.
Yeah. What else is not good, John, is the Indians' payroll is an embarrassing $40 million, roughly. And yet they remain competitive, even with the ridiculous payroll, with Franmil Reyes hurt for a while, Zach Plesac hurt for a while, Roberto Perez out for a while. You know, their starting pitching, which has been a strength, is kind of shaky right now outside of Bieber and Savali. Do you think the Indians can hang in there with the White Sox?
Well, miraculously, they're hanging in there now, only four games back. The White Sox have been much better. They have a 100-run differential between the two teams, plus 85 for the White Sox, minus 15 for Cleveland. So the Indians are a bit fortunate at this point. They do a great job. They develop pitchers, you know, probably as good as anybody, maybe better than anybody. I mean, Tampa does well with that, too, but Cleveland does a great job. They do a great job putting a competitive team on the field with a puny payroll, and at this point, I didn't realize it was $40 million. Wow. I mean, that's well less than Tampa or Oakland, so that's very, very low. But, you know, they make up for it for the most part with their smarts. Hasn't helped them quite get over the top. They came close, obviously, we know, in 16. You know, I mean, what's the incentive for them to spend more? They're competitive with the lowest pay. Is it the lowest in the game?
It is the lowest. Yeah, I think I'm off. I'm off a little on the exact number, but they have the lowest payroll. Yes.
Well, there are several numbers. Some of them count, you know, expenses and different things.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's see, even if it's $45 million,
their actual 26-man payroll right now is $42 million.
All right, that's good enough. You're close enough. So, good job.
Yeah.
you know, that's amazing they can keep winning like that. Well, Tampa and Oakland are able to do it too, so give them credit, they can do it, and their incentive probably isn't there if they can win like this.
John, this weekend Bobby Bradley gets called up and has a terrific weekend, goes 4-for-5, hits a home run. What do you make of the call up, and can he stay consistent?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know when guys are called up. You never know. As I said with Kelenic, look what happened there. Everybody thought he's going to be a star. You know, I think Cleveland, like I said, they've done a great job with the minor league system, with drafting, developing. You know, you got to give them credit there. And, you know, it's hard to predict with these minor leagues. I just got to wonder, Franco, you're never sure what a guy is going to be. But, he's obviously off to a decent start, and, you know, we'll see. They definitely need the offense. I mean, that's the issue for the Indians. You know, even with all their great pitching, it's been tough to win, especially now with Reyes out. You know, they need offense, and anywhere they can get it will be good.
The trade market's about around now starts to get going here. We've seen big trades in early June before. John, who are their teams? I mean, I would think Arizona, Baltimore. I mean, they're Detroit, right? Are they already looking to make moves?
Settle. Yeah, yeah. We were talking about parity all over the league, but now we finally got some look at what teams are going to be not in it. And I think it's fair to say we're near a half dozen teams where you could say they're going to be sellers. Colorado's got to be a seller. Arizona's got to be a seller. Yeah. Pittsburgh, we know, is going to be a seller. Baltimore is a seller, no question about that. I do think Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, Texas is a seller. Yeah. I think Minnesota is going to be a seller. That one's a surprise because I had them as a playoff team, not winning that division, but a playoff team, and it's been confounding. I mean, they've had injuries, obviously. It looked like Buxton was going to be that superstar we thought, and he certainly was playing that way, and now he's been out. I mean, that's clearly been the biggest surprise on the downside, the biggest disappointment, if you will, in baseball, and I think the Twins are going to join the ranks of the sellers with the expected sellers of Colorado, Arizona, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Texas.
John, good stuff as always, man. We appreciate you taking the time.
All right, Paul. Great talking to you guys. See you later.
You got it.
Thanks, John.
John Heyman, good to chat with him. That was Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.